Set 1515 Air probably continues to run down Love & Hip Hop Miami, the official unofficial podcast of VH1's Love & Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Miss Shannon today. How you doing, sweetie?
Hungry.
All right. Yo.
I'm juicing. Okay. I won't food. Okay.
I was, all right.
It's only day one. I'm not going to make it.
How long are you doing this for?
Well, I'm starting with the week and see how well I do with the week. And then I can go into week two. But then in week two, I can add a little something, you know, like a salad.
Okay. All right. Good luck.
My brother did it for 21 days. He was like in it. I want to be that strong. I don't know if I'm that strong.
Y'all got the same blood. You should be all right. Like you. I don't know.
I like food. So I'm fat.
Yo, I had an idea. I don't know if it was for a t-shirt or for the podcast art, but I wanted to do, and it doesn't work. I think it's a good idea, but it doesn't work because it's not enough cities. But I wanted to do the rundown tour, and you put New York, LA, Miami, and I said, oh, Atlanta. I said, that don't look right. It's only four cities. I was going to put Houston and scratch it out, but I was like, I was like, was there any other cities they even talked about? Like, could I put Chicago there? Was it ever going to be
another
Chicago?
I mean, half the cast of Hollywood is from Chicago.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man.
I feel like it should be like AKA Chicago.
LA, AKA Chicago.
Yeah, Hollywood.
Yo, was Rich Dollars on Hollywood? Was he on the Hollywood reunion? Because I thought, like, whoa, this is the first time that
I don't recall.
I couldn't remember.
Because when I saw Juju on here for Miami, yeah, I was like, oh, look, it's Juju.
Yeah, and then I remember Safari was on Hollywood. I was like, is Safari the first person to go back to back? But I was like, maybe Rich was on the Hollywood one, and I just don't remember.
Man, I don't remember, though.
I'm up here talking.
You've been doing this too.
Man. We gotta have like a pitcher or, you know, quarterback when they throw an interception memory, but we also have to have a memory of a guy who broadcasts sports. Like, we have to know a lot.
Or they be having their statistics down.
Yeah, I only recall it when I need to. Like, when I break out somebody like a baby Drew or a Tracy Steele. I'm like, who? They was in Atlanta, season two. Y'all remember them? All right, we start off with Trina, Bobby, and Alvin. And I think Bobby and Alvin... I don't know. One of my pet peeves is when we get to arguing. If I'm arguing with a person and they want to play the money card, what does that mean? I didn't get the whole Alvin want to do the whole I'm rich, 15,000 my rich, Gucci on my feet. Who cares?
Because he has no leverage in anything else. Like, what is this argument about? So, you know what? That's just another example of motherfuckers worrying about the wrong shit. Y'all arguing about whatever you arguing about, all you can talk about is what type of money you have. To me, that just sounds like you making up for something else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're trying to put the attention upon this other than what's the bigger picture. Oh, you don't have $15,000 on your wrist. I'd be like, because that bitch is in my bank. The fuck? Like, what did you mean? Why am I walking around with a $15,000 watch and don't nobody even know who the fuck you are?
I know. And for the most of the season, he looked mad bummish. This episode, he had a suit on.
And I think his suit kind of was busted in the arm. I saw a little slit. Man, I'm like, bro, you can't. And then you. Then, you know what makes me mad? I can't stand no grown-ass men hopping up, running all over the goddamn stage.
Oh,
like,
yeah, he did try to talk.
I guess I'm used to women acting catty. I don't care whether you're gay or straight. I just feel like men shouldn't be acting that goddamn catty.
Yeah, I mean, Bobby did pull him into it by saying, when Trina called it Bobby Aggie, he said...
And I do blame Bobby because he started it. And then 5 minutes later, like, I don't have a beef with him. Apparently you do. How come we can't know what the beef is?
We never know what the beef is. What started the beef? What's the nature? I don't know. You know how scary that is to wake up one day and be pissed off at somebody, or somebody's pissed off at you and you have no idea why?
Man, I woke up one day and somebody was not fucking with me and I had no idea why. Like, what the fuck did I do to you?
Did you figure out the nature or nah?
After I had a conversation with said person, I was like, oh, I didn't know that made you feel some. Here's my thing. Don't wake up one morning and have a beef with me and not give me the respect of telling me about the beef so we can resolve the beef.
That makes sense. Your mic is crackling up, your headphones or whatever.
It's in my jacket, I think.
That's what was doing it. Because I know I will get the emails. Go ahead.
Yeah, like,
you over here got beef. I'm just mad my business eating chicken. I don't understand. Like, please let me know that we got a problem. And don't let everybody else know we got a problem. Just let me know so we can resolve the problem.
The safaris. You gotta be surrounded by a bunch of safaris. I was big up to Trick. I clown Trick a lot, but I like the fact that he's cool with Bobby. He loves Bobby's song. He don't mind the gay. He's not homophobic. And that from the South, and he's older than me.
I mean, he was honest, though. He definitely was like, you know, it might be a problem because people are homophobic. Put him in the box.
Yeah.
But I guess my question was, do we trust Trick Daddy's
opinion on music?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. And if he's talking about Way Up, Way Up is a decent song. I don't know if it's going to be a hit. Maybe if they do a club mix or something like that. But what's the last thing?
Because
what's the
last Trick and Trina song made me want to step.
It gave me
old school barbecue summertime vibe.
Yes, yeah, the Can't Knock the Hustle sample. It's the same sample used in Can't Knock the Hustle. I meant to go see if the singer was from Florida. I'm like, is there any, you know, relation to why y'all chose this sample? Because they are talking about a bunch of old school stuff they grew up, you know, around.
I was half listening.
Oh, I think we played that. I think that's the song I used for the first episode. And before we leave the Trina and Bobby did apologize about Trina. He just said he didn't know that she had all these things going on and he jumped the gun. So I thought that was big. That was big of him. But remember, I think we talked about here how I said Trina's Afro-Latina and she said Bobby's from her dad's side of the family. She's like, I don't even mess with them. For me to even let him in my life or something big.
That explained a lot, though. I'm happy she said that because I'm like, what is the problem? But I mean, because I don't know Trina's backstory. She thought she's kind of extra private. So for you to be like, I don't fuck with my dad's side of the family at all. And then I bring you on. I was like, oh, well, that's helpful.
I'm going to be mad. Let me know what you think about this. I don't think Nina watches the show. I think they give Nina a rundown. I'm serious. I don't think she watches it week to week. And you really can't because they do the reunion before the season is even done. And I think they give her a rundown of what, because she doesn't really have any good, and they could edit this out. They could. Any good follow-up questions. Because, I mean,
I was just telling my homie that. I'm like, I don't have nothing against Nina as a host, but I just feel like there could be a better host.
Yeah.
I feel like the hosting job belongs to people who cover the show.
Yes.
And at this point, outside of me and you, of course, I think another great host would probably be Kendall.
Yeah. Somebody who actually is, who knows, because I thought about, think about how long we had 16 episodes. I think it was 16 and then two reunions. She didn't bring up a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I was just riling up. They didn't mention the rooftop party that the season kicked off with, and how many times, because Brie and Bianca both were getting speeches every, like, at the diabetes. Like, Rich diabetes got brought up, like, very randomly. How come Safari's mom wasn't even there? I don't know why. I thought Safari's mom was going to be there. But what brought it up was, I'm going to be mad if Trina don't get back on that couch and she don't ask about, what's the dude named, Ron, Rich, whatever the dude she went on.
Oh, yeah.
You better ask her this. What's going on? Yeah, even though Bobby and Alvin did say they one day might be friends, today not gonna be that day. I enjoy Trick laughing and saying they should just go get men together, because maybe that's what the problem is. Y'all too much alike. All right, so we get Pretty Ricky, Shay, Pleasure P. That's what happened. I don't even think we got a good reason on why the group broke up. Pimp P went solo because he said he couldn't be around his friends when he came home. What does that mean?
Yeah. And then they tried to blame it on the money thing. And I'm like, okay, now we heard all about the 90s groups who was not reading their contracts. Come on now. Y'all couldn't have been like 2007 not reading, 2005 not reading contracts.
Yeah, but they are finishing up their new album. Shay said she didn't know the whole story. She jumped the gun. So she apologizes to Blue and Spectacular because he sure was like, you owe me one too. And then we get into this whole, did Pleasure P have her back? I understood what Pleasure P was saying when he said, I talked to both of them separately, and now look, they were working together. I didn't want to intervene. I get what you're saying, but at that moment, you can still tell somebody to chill when they coming at your girl. You could like, have chill.
Told both of them to chill. Like, you need to chill, and you need to chill.
Yeah, that, and then you still to take sides because you told both of them to chill instead of saying, right. Like, you know, Blue chill and then go and don't say nothing to Shay. So he could have handled that a little bit better. And then this, I think this was the part. Yeah, this is the part. Yo, Blue, I fucked with. I'm mad. I just did that recap on Blue and said he was one of my favorite characters on this show. And if he gets his Me Too-ish ways out, he got some issues with women.
Yo,
he was ready to.
He got angry for no reason. Like, she not allowed to voice speak. Opinion. Then he came at Nina. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I mean, he apologized, but man, bro, take it in. It's okay. It's not a contest. Prince, I don't think you assessed that situation really well. I understood what he was doing. He was standing up for his ex girl Liz, but there's no way Pretty Ricky was gonna let one of their guys get beat up. So you was going to have to deal with four people. And I don't think you were ready to deal with four people. Mm-hmm. I just don't think you was ready to stand up. And Slick is the wild card. I'm sorry. That dude is strange. I don't trust him.
Yeah, it was a bunch of randomness going on all over this episode.
He ran and then went back to the couch and laughed. Like,
he started laughing. I'm like, what's so funny?
Yeah, yeah. Where we at? Yeah, because I think that's when Blue has said, yo, we should have been arguing in the first place. We actually put him in a bad situation after he called. I need Blue more. I need more Blue, though, even though I said that, because more Blue and Slick. Slick showed more personality here. He said, because what was it? The thirsty line. And she said, what did you think? He's like, I'd never be thirsty before anybody but Trina. And Trina was just like, what the heck? And then Slick was
timeout. Flag on the play. Trina, shoot your makeup artist because
I wasn't gonna say nothing. No, the eyes.
Ooh, that under eye highlight, Lord, they went on there and put that white translucent, honey, ma'am, sis, ma'am, darling.
I wasn't
boo.
Gonna say nothing. I did not like that look.
It was so hard to. I was so mad every time she got on the screen. I'm like, who put this white? And if she would have had a flash, oh my God. That picture would have been horrible.
Horrible. But shout out to Blue for his love of Trina, calling at 12 in the morning and thinking about getting a Trina tattoo. That's Drake level right there. So next up, we got Gabby and P. She's via remote in Jamaica. Yo, VH1.
Her accent was heavier.
Yo, it was. So I knew she was back home. She was back home. Like, when my parents go down south, I'm like, oh, your accent come back out now. Can anybody of each one explain why it is economically better for you guys to fly 12 people to New York rather than flying Nina to Miami or Nina to Atlanta, Nina to LA? Why do y'all fly
all
right to New York?
Production people? No, yeah. I was going to say camera crew and bodyguards, but then you'd have to fly all of them down.
But they go to Miami. Remember the bodyguard?
Yeah, that's
security.
What I was going
to
say. Never mind. Like, you got.
So I think New York. It's New York. I mean, VH1 is headquartered in New York. But I said, you're a Viacom company and BET is in Atlanta. Just use their studio when you're doing Real Housewives of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. It doesn't just be in Miami. I would love to be at a dope Miami nightclub or on the beach.
That stage setup was so busy. It was cars and palm trees flowers and butterflies and shit. Like, it was
Cuba,
just a lot.
Havana. And I was like, yo, all right, calm down. So Gabby still, she said they broke up because she needed time to herself, and she told him to fly to Jamaica. She's now not there. Blue says she's an opportunist and she a groupie. She denies that. Blue is still a team.
But you said it though.
Yeah. And then this is when Kitty, Blue was being Team Shay, and Shay said she ran up on Gabby.
Yo, in my head, I was like, y'all fucking, because he is way too much on your side.
Wow, you wild. You wild. You jump straight to fucking. I know he wants to.
I know he wants to, but Kitty, like, I'm like, he real supportive of Shay.
Kitty chimes in and calls Shay a bully, and she tried to fight her. How do girls with new bodies fight? Because that ass she had on.
I don't think people who I don't like should make comments on my story. I'm going to go with that. I felt like Kitty and her mama, Kat. What's her mama name?
Nikki. It's Chinese Kitty, Chinese Nikki.
Kitty and Kat should mind their business. When it came to Shay, like, y'all don't like her, she don't like you. Why even include yourself into this conversation?
Yeah, you could tell people ain't been in a fight, because I said, if Shay know how, a little bit of how to fight, and we've seen it on camera, you weren't going to win that one. Because, boy, you want to figure out if you in shape or not, get into a fight. You, but oh my God,
Tad and Wynn, yeah. Shay was gonna win that fight.
Yes, I was saying like you.
I'd have just popped Shorty booty.
Yeah. So we got Malik and Jeffrey. Well, do y'all, as if this is live, do you want to comment on the little, there was a couple of backstage vignettes, right? There was Shay calling them Siamese twins, wanting to come up. There was really nothing. And then I think the other one is Jeffrey about the, because this.
Another hotel or whatever. Yeah.
So this episode is extremely short. I was surprised we got a performance in this episode.
Yeah, because it's normally in the second one. Yeah. I'm just a little bit confused with Malik. But again, I was confused with Malik throughout the season. So it's just like, I don't know. It's just, I'm not going to say they are, but it just seemed like the things he say, like his, it'd be so irrational. Like it just come out of nowhere.
Yeah, I did enjoy Bobby's face. Like
he literally be sitting at home thinking about shit and then changes his mind. And like, you know how a person convince themselves to do some crazy shit? Like, I feel like he be having conversations with thyself.
Yeah, I can see Malik doing that. I did enjoy Bobby's face when he saw the flowers that was given to Malik. So what was it? Was it intention to? Oh yeah. So this was Bobby apologized. Well, not apologized, but he said it wasn't his intention to hit Jeffrey at that pool party. He was mad, and if he would have known that those two were together, he said he would have been crying. Jeffrey did agree that there's a double standard in same sex relationships with domestic violence. I don't know how that would work. I'm not being ignorant to it, but I guess it's whoever gets to the phone first. Who's the double standard with? It can't be, if it's with the public opinion, who cares? As long as the police treat it as a real matter. I don't care if a straight man looks at him like, y'all two dudes, that ain't domestic violence. It doesn't matter. As long as the police come and say, no, you're going to jail. You can't put your hands on them. I don't care if you two men or two women. It is what it is, especially because it's not. Someone's gonna get kicked out. Somebody gotta go to jail. So then we'll be.
They ain't come out for nothing.
No. They'll be like, oh, already wrote the ticket. So Bobby, he said he had no idea that they were together. So did he really believe that backpack story? Remember when he was like, "Whose backpack? I know you can't afford it. This is where your ex boyfriend works."
He knew he was. I guess he knew he was cheating, but he didn't know that was an item. I guess.
Bobby would go a week without talking to Jeffrey. So then Malik is on the opposite side of the couch, and he says they are not compatible as a couple and they will not be together. And this is the first time Jeffrey is hearing this. Bobby's in the zodiacs. He says he's a Scorpio.
Yo, that shit was so funny. My homeboy watched it with me, and when he leaned up, I was like, he a Scorpio. We just fell out. Like, what does that got to do with anything?
Other famous Scorpios from Love & Hip Hop include Stevie J and Benzino. Does that mean anything to anybody? I mean, Peter Gunn's an asshole. He's not a Scorpio. So I don't know. I don't know if that means anything. Let's see. He apologizes. Oh, yeah, Malik. So after we get this extended scene, Malik apologizes for using the F words. He said he didn't fill out an order because he is gay, and his comments were not aimed at Bobby. Because he didn't mention his name or anything.
But you, just because you didn't mention his name does not mean that's not who you were talking to. Right, like, you pretty much said if you like the flamboyant type, which he is, you was subliminally talking about Bobby without saying Bobby like.
Yep.
It's me with the technicalities.
Yeah, and I did like Bobby saying, you know, what role models and people look up to us, so you got to carry yourself a little better. Oh, yeah, then we learned this. I didn't know about this. I think Steph LaCour chimed in with how straight people treat gay people at clubs and stuff. And like, they'll put you at the end of the table because they don't want. How hard is it? I mean, are we living in a society that if I take a picture with a gay man and I tell y'all I'm that gay, y'all be like, yeah, whatever. I'm like, nah, okay. What am I? I'm overthinking it because I am straight. But it's just, it's sad that we're there. Like, I don't know. I guess it's some people because, you know, Puff. He gets labeled gay. He don't care. Like that. You ever see the clip? You saw the clip where he was talking to Fab and he's like, why don't you party with me? We ain't party. He knew that he don't care. I wish we get to that level. Prince thinks it's ignorance. And, you know, he's been called gay and for wearing a pink and his voice. And he's like, nobody, I can't change.
Nobody thought Cameron was gay without his pink. Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't bring Cam up.
Maybe they edited out. But Malik's happy with his decision. He's came out. he's come out, and that's when we got the backstage with Jeffrey in the separate rooms. We get a performance of Paradise, and I feel like they should have really ended it there. I don't know why we got started with the Hollywood and Amara. So, all right, real quick. They took a meeting. Well, he said he took a meeting with, first of all, Hollywood, what the fuck was you doing with your hair?
I said that to Brad. I don't know. I'm not here for that. Shoot your stylist too.
Yo, he was rolling for even standing up as if he was a star when they introduced people. So he took the meeting because they have mutual friends. He says, you don't bring family members to business meetings. She says, I bring my mom everywhere. Trina says, I keep my mom away from it because she's going to be sensitive and say whatever. Hollywood was like, you know what they didn't show? I was dabbing with your mom, so I was cool with it, whatever. Then he starts dropping jewels, or gems, or whatever. He says, he brings
up because he teamed Veronica.
He brings up the bed set, and they were like, what about the bed? And Amara, smart, she says, you got to watch what you say because it's going to come off wrong. Then he says, did you not lay in the bed? She says, I did. And the crowd's like, I'm sorry. I'm old. Has every bed you laid in, you fucked? I didn't get why we jumped to, oh my gosh, she laid in the bed.
I mean, I guess because she make it seem like she's so disgusted by him. She don't like him. She hate him, et cetera, et cetera.
You know what I didn't like?
So for you to, like, you know, hang out with him intimately. Not saying they was romantic, but like one-on-one in a place where there is a bed. Seems a little iffy.
Was this not the first meeting? I thought this was still that first night of first hanging out. But here's the part I didn't like. Why didn't they have his real apology in that montage they played? They just had they ended with him at the gallery. I said he did do a sincere apology and he got it to the records.
Yeah, that was like maybe they waiting for the second half. Like maybe they're gonna come back to it.
That's weird. I thought that's like, let's get everything out the way so we can talk about it all.
Because I feel like they couldn't go officially into it because then that includes Veronica and Steph and et cetera. So I'm like, maybe they're gonna wait on that part for next week's episode.
I guess. Because I thought, because his real apology, when did he do that? That was outside of something. I can't remember what it was. And then
he did it at the reveal, and when she took out on pictures and stuff, he apologized to her. He
came back, right, or something like that. Yeah, and then he took her to the radio station.
Then he went to the radio station. That wasn't
with Veronica. I was like, y'all should have put all that there. Whatever. All right, that's the episode. Next week, you know, it's hard to do. Next week we got Atlanta, we got Miami Part 2, and Amara's performing. So that's not that bad either. Amara about to take off. She about to get out of here. All right. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
At Sexy Shell. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Snappity Chat at iMiz with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website 1515F. Check out our other podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. Until next time. Oh, I really hope you watched that OJ Simpson thing. Did you?
I didn't.
Damn. I didn't watch
it. But I'm sure it's on demand or something.
Because I wanted you to walk me through because people were talking today.
I'll watch it and walk you through it.
Oh, man.
I'm entertaining.
Yeah. All right. Until next time, I'll say peace. She says.
Bye. Like big booty hoes, cute faces. Little nigga hit it on the first day basis. Niggas fake, bitch, kick game straight. X no down with the diamond name face on. When the path is set with diamonds glaring, keep a nigga staring when you're wearing Donna Karen. Or skip a shit to keep a nigga looking at you. In the bunker says you can show off your tattoo. Even if you're a max true player, she ain't giving up the ass even if a nigga.